Outlines of Humanity in Islam. Humanity is the result of purpose, not chance. God has given humans a special and honorable place in creation. He created them in the best form and endowed them with the highest faculties of feeling, will, intellect, and understanding, which allows them the closest possible relationship to Himself, the Creator. All humans, men and women, are descended from one soul, Adam, peace be upon him. From Adam, God created his wife, Eve, peace be upon her. And from them both, he created the rest of the human race, which make all human beings equally valuable in his sight, equally subject to his sovereignty, equally deserving of his grace, and equally accountable to him for their deeds. Every human is created by God as pure, sinless, and free-willed, with a natural awareness and belief in God, and an innate inclination to worship Him alone. This natural belief and inclination is called fitra in Arabic. Humans have the power of reason and choice, and, therefore, are capable of good and evil. The more they grow in knowledge, goodness, virtue, and charity, the more they become as God intended humans to be. They can always return to a state of sinlessness and purity by direct and sincere repentance to God. Endowed above other creatures with the powers of intellect and will, God assigned to every human the role of Khalifa, God's vicegerent on earth, which is the highest rank and responsibility among all creatures. God provides plenty of guidance and help to enable humankind to succeed as His vicegerents. To be God's vicegerent on earth requires being good oneself and doing good to others. A human does not automatically qualify for this role. Humans need to develop the inherent potential for this dignified position by nurturing and practicing the qualities that make up a true willing servant of God, such as truth, mercy, forgiveness, and justice. The Quran compresses them into one word, taqwa, God-consciousness, God-fearing piety, which develops through a strong and consistent connection with God through establishing worship in life.